You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Louis Fine, a marketing and media relations advisor based in Southern California. He is also the spokesperson for The Pages. Chair, Mr. Fine, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Great to have you with us, and thanks for your time as well. So, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about The Pages Chair. Certainly sounds interesting.
Sure. First, I would encourage listeners to go to our Instagram account, which is at @pages_chair, and they can see the posts about the chair and also click on the link, which is in our bio or profile, and that will take them directly to our Kickstarter campaign. But the Pages Chair, by way of background, is the product of designers and Japanese artisans and is available through the hard work of Masa Yamanaka, who is the founder of Vanguard Industries. And if your listeners want to learn more about Vanguard Industries, they can go to vanguard-industries.com. But the chair itself dates to 2012, when it debuted at a design exhibit in Milan. And from there, it has undergone several iterations and innovations to perfect the chair, and as a result, the response both on Kickstarter, social media, and elsewhere has been exceptional because it combines form and function. The chair is adjustable based on a person's height, the length of his or her legs, and also what that person's taste happens to be. The cushions come in a variety of colors, and you can turn them just like you would the pages of a book, hence the name, The Pages Chair. And the padded cushions have various colors and hues. And again, in regard to this concept of form and function, you have an excellent choice of colors. The palette is diverse, bright, and complements one's mood, room, atmosphere, and environment. But from a functional standpoint, it is comfortable. The backrest, along with the multi-hued cushions, give you the comfort you want and need. So it's not simply an art piece, but it is a piece of furniture that is meant to be used, that is comfortable to sit on, and for people that are at a desk or doing work for a long period of time each day, the Pages Chair is one where you can enjoy the benefits of comfort and style, and very few products in any industry offer that.
Quite an attractive piece, I might add. Now, tell us, if you would, Louis, why is the Pages Chair so distinctive or iconic?
It's distinctive and iconic for a number of reasons, beginning with our emphasis on emotional design. And that's a methodology that has its roots both in the world of design and among Japanese artisans who practice various disciplines, including wood making, carpentry, and handmade furniture. If you look at those traditions or have an opportunity to study those traditions, you can see that there is a through line, so to speak, from a precedent established decades, if not centuries ago in Japan, and the latest design innovations available through the Pages Chair and Vanguard Industries, respectively, because we apply those principles to the chair, to the cushions, which you can flip or turn like a page of a book, hence again the name The Pages Chair. But also, it works in a way in which the surrounding space becomes more lively, more colorful, based on not just the color of the cushion, but the position of the chair, where you place it, whether it's in a corner, in the center of a room, to the side of a wall, adjacent to the wall, near a door. That is up to you based on your interests and style. But when you look at, if you have a chance to actually sit in and enjoy the chair, look at it, and position it, emotional design evokes a spirit that corresponds to mood, place, and personality. And when you have that in one product, you have a winning product, because that trio work to promote ideas about design and ideals about color and emotion that, not to belabor the point, but it is worth emphasizing again, that few products achieve, and even fewer products achieve with a degree of unparalleled excellence.
Now, taking that even further, how does the Pages chair embody certain Japanese traditions involving design and comfort? Get into some of those details.
So let's come back to the individual cushions, because they're available in a variety of colors and patterns, and the layering of colors reflects a Japanese tradition which is used in kimono culture, and it's challenging to keep a product simple while at the same time realizing its full potential and conceptual advantages. To take something that's interesting as a concept and to actualize it, that's the difficult part, because the Pages chair looks simple. It is simple to turn the cushions. It is simple to enjoy. But behind that simplicity is a great deal of complexity with regard to design, engineering, processing, the delicacy involved in processing fabrics and materials, and maximizing through manufacturing the characteristics of the material for each cushion. So you have not just a chair that attracts people's attention in a good way, but to come back to this point about form and function, functionally is strong, durable, and an investment in something that will last a long time because of the principles that have inspired the product and the principles for the designers and Japanese artisans responsible for the product, starting with the team at Vanguard Industries.
Such an interesting product, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by Mr. Louis Fine, a marketing and media relations advisor based in Southern California. He's also the spokesperson for the Pages chair here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, Louis, tell us about the public's response to the Pages chair so far.
The response, specifically vis-a-vis the Kickstarter campaign, has been exceptional. And because of that response, it has allowed us to make the Pages chair more available to people who want to purchase it during the campaign. And given its appeal to designers as well as buyers who represent designers or design boutiques, the response has been uniformly positive, and among the public at large, in terms of a general audience, the response has also been very positive. And there's a reason for that. It's not random. It's not the product of happenstance. It's the result of design by designers for people with an interest in well-crafted, well-designed products. And the Pages Chair, as I said, and will continue to say during the course of this conversation, is a model of simplicity based on the traditions, contributions, ideas, ideals, and efforts of a complex array of people, practices, and traditions which the Pages Chair perpetuates by its very existence. When you have the Pages Chair, where you position it, where you place it, how many chairs you have, and however many rooms you choose to place it, when you have that comfort, when you have that design, when you have color and the cushions and can flip through the cushions like the pages of a book, it all comes together into one product. And that symmetry is not random. It is the product, going back now to 2012, of a debut, innovation, refinement, and ultimately perfection.
Well, certainly do appreciate your informing as well on the Pages Chair and some of the backstory as well. Finally, and in conclusion, what else should people know about the Pages Chair in summary?
Again, the Pages Chair is a success on Kickstarter, and people can go to the Kickstarter page, for which we link on our Instagram account at pages_chair. The project appeals to people worldwide. It's practical. It has utility. It has a design aesthetic that is distinctive. And we want to empower people through great design and excellence in manufacturing and through this product itself, so it's available to as many people. So we not only thank those who have supported us because they are responsible for our success, but we invite and kindly ask people to support us for the first time if they are new to and just being introduced via this show to the Pages Chair.
Well, Lewis, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today and introducing this fine product to our listening audience in the Pages Chair. I know you mentioned the Kickstarter campaign site. Is there another site where folks can get a good look and also get further details as well?
The Instagram account is updated regularly, so I welcome feedback and contributions from people on Instagram. It's at pages_chair. They can go to vanguard-industries.com to learn more about our founder and entrepreneur. And of course, they can click on the link to the Kickstarter campaign that's on our profile page on Instagram and contribute directly and watch the video. And we welcome feedback, comments, and correspondence because people are at the heart of this campaign, and the response worldwide has been excellent.
And no surprise there. And again, Mr. Fine, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And you're always welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Lewis Fine, a marketing and media relations advisor based in Southern California. He's also the spokesperson for the Pages Chair. And for further details, simply visit vanguard-industries.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.